Sweetest friends, today we are going to be learning another Maimer in the Pachad Yitzchak. We have a whole series of Ma'amarim on the various Chagim. Today we're doing Yom Kippur, as Yom Kippur is almost upon us. This is the Sefer brought for me by my good friend Shmuel Tzvi Rausch, Yizacher Letov, always. Shmuel Tzvi Ben David Akiva, it should be a source of Brach and Hatzlacha for him and his family. And excuse me, we will begin Oz Gimel Maimer Chav Vav. This is on page Reshia Tes of the Sefer. Here he talks about the Mida, the Sefer Micha enumerates the Yud Gimel Midos, upon which the Sefer Tomer Devora is based, of Rav Moshe Cordovero, the great Mekubel. A highly recommended Sefer, it's Kabbalistic and Musar. How we would walk in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn Hashem's midos, and then we try to emulate them. One of Hashem's midos is Lo Hechzik La'ad Apo. He doesn't hold on to his anger forever. Says Maran Rav Hutner, Hayein Leil Maimer Yud Beis Shashaninu Bo Ki Yeshnam Shnei Sugim Bekaparis Yisur. In Maimer Yud Beis, In Maimer Yud Beis, we discussed the fact that there are two categories of yisurim, of pain being mechaper. One is that it's mechaper mitzad atzmo, without any hitzdarfus to tshuva. And the second category is that yisurim are mechaper as part of the arba achiluke kapara. We know that the Gemara enumerates four different categories of kapara: a mitzvah saseh, Hashem is mochel you immediately, and a losa say, and I say with tshuva Hashem is mochel immediately, and then there's a losa say tshuva Yom Kippur, and then there's krisus and misas beis din, which is Yom Kippur, tshuva, and yisurim. It says that tshuva is tola, and yisurim is gomer kapar. And there, he discussed the type of kapara that is accomplished by each of these categories: yisurim, that's mechaper without its star, without combining with tshuva, and yisurim, that is mechaper when it combines with tshuva, as part of the arba chelukei kapara, that together with tshuva, yisurim is mechaper. So we are not going to discuss the first category of yisurim, is there a mechaper on their own without tshuva. Rather, we are going to discuss the second category, that a person is mekabel the yisurim upon himself as a mechaper, because we know that yisurim, we know that kapara requires das mechaper. So when a person wants this kapara, he has to have the kavana that these yisurim should be mechaper, and then they're mechaper together with tshuva. Says the Rav in his beautiful language, "Umahalach pulasa shel adas zu mispareshes yisham shapir b'tochna apnimi." Amna mikrechad yotzei lekametam. I already explained how this mechaper works there. However, one pasuk can be explained in many different ways, with many different reasons, with many different tastes. Kameta amim v'chol oved Hashem zochu litom kameta amim mesika b'malach avodaso. And every Eved Hashem is zoche to taste different sweet things when he's oved Hashem. And it all is subsumed under the category of Tam Uru Ki Tov Hashem. Taste and see that Hashem is great. And now we are going to share one of the delicious tastes of this Koach Mechaper of Yisurim. In Parad Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah, Kuntres HaChesed, Maimer Dalet, from Ois Vav and on, he says as follows, that in Hilchas Malkus, there are two requirements for those who give lashes. They have to be chaseirei koach v'yiseirei madas, the Rambam says in the 16th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin. They have to have lack koach, physical strength, get a weak guy like me, v'yiseirei mada, and they have to be very intellectual, intelligent, knowledgeable people. So we understand why chaseirei koach, we don't want to hurt the guy too much. But why yisaron mada? Why do they have to have this extra seichel? What's the reason? Explains the Rav, Pe'ulasa shal midas ha-mishpat ha-idea mishkolas ha-ruchnes ha-tvua b'das. When you carry out mishpat, there has to be this scale, the spiritual scale, that is embedded in one's das. Mosnei mishpat, the scales of judgment. Kav zchus and kav chova, you have one side is zchus, and the other side is chova, and then there's a das that's shokel and machriya. Chachamim call a perversion of judgment b'shogeg tos b'shikal hadas. Mishpat is all about das. Now, when we are in the realm of human being, so when in the realm of, when in the world of chova, we concentrate on chova. Is the person guilty? When thinking about schus, then we concentrate on schus, and only at the end, then we try to tally up the reasons and the rationale, the factors involved, and we put everything together and we decide, is he guilty or innocent? But when looking at schus, we look at schus alone. When looking at chova, we look at chova alone, and then only afterwards we weigh the two. However, in Shamayim, it doesn't work that way. In Shamayim, the kaf chova, the side of being guilty, doesn't get anything, doesn't have any significance until there is a kaf schus. If the kaf schus, if the side of merit is empty, then there's no kaf chova. We all know famous Meiser, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Rafutin calls him Admor, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant. One time, a friend came to his house, and they shmooze for a while, and then the Rav said to Rousseau Salanter, Ich will gain a royce, I want to go outside, go gavek, to go home, heim, whatever they said in Yiddish, in Portuguese, in Hungarian. So, the Rousseau Salanter took some money in his hand, and the Rav said, what's the money for? He said, I want to give you money to give to a certain chacham, a certain Talmud chacham. I want to give the money to a certain Talmud chacham. And the Rav said, what do you have to matriarch yourself? You can send it with somebody. Why do you have to go yourself to give the money to this Talmud chacham when you can send it with an agent? So Yisrael Salanter said that I have to bring it to myself. Why? Because it's a Gemara. So the Rav said, if it's a Gemara, I also know the Gemara. The average Rav in Europe knew Shas Baal Peh, and saying they were, you know, a good number of them that we never even heard of. So this Rav said, if it's a Gemara, I know the Gemara. So Yisrael Salanter answered, Bibdichusa. He said, maybe in your Shas it doesn't say it. Aber steht in mein Shas. In my Shas, it does say. And the Rav wanted to understand this puzzle, this very intriguing riddle. Where in the Gemara does it say that you have to deliver the money yourself when you owe somebody money? Never heard of a Gemara like this? So the So Salanter answered him, it's a Gemara in Yevam, it's Nafayin Ches. It says there was a famine in the time of David. David sought out the face of Hashem. Hashem said, you know why there's a famine? El Shaul vel beis hadamim asher ahim is ha-givonim. Shaul in the house of blood, because he killed the Givonim. What does that mean? The Gemara Darshins. Shaul, because he wasn't given a proper eulogy. And also because he killed the Givonim. Frek the Gemara, one second. We're being punished for not giving Shaul a proper eulogy. At the same time, we're punishing Am Yisrael for Shaul having done this terrible aveira of killing the Givonim. How did they both happen at the same time? On one hand, there's a tie in Taina that we didn't give Shaul a proper eulogy, while at the same time, we're punishing for his sin. And the Gemara says, yeah, that's exactly it. Reish Lakish says, Bashir Mishpito Sham Pala. When you judge a person, you also have to mention his tzitkus. So we see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers somebody's sin, He also remembers his mitzvahs. So from the time Shaul died, which is when David's Malchus started, until the end of the times of David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't tovea from Klal Yisrael that Shaul wasn't properly eulogized. Only when Hashem now is punishing for killing the Givonim, he also mentioned his sitkus, that he wasn't properly eulogized. That was when you're judging, you also have to mention the good. So says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I'm going to this Chacham, and I have to give him some Musar. I think he did something, he was not beseder, as they say in modern Hebrew.
Lo ya beseder.
So I have to give him some Shtark Musar. So at the same time, I want to give him some kavod. It's a mitzvah to be davik b'Hashem. So the way the story is told over here in the Sefer, it's not clear what the money is for. Maybe he's giving him money in order to help support him. Show you're such a tzaddik, you're a talmid chacham. I'm giving you money to your yeshiva. Or maybe I think one version of the story is that Rabbi Yisrael owed him the money. So he's going himself to deliver the money. Whatever it is, whatever the reason why dafka the money, Rabbi Yisrael said what the money was for, but the point is that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wanted to give him kavod, go by himself, personally, to deliver it, and not send it through a shliach, because he was going to give him Musar. And if you're going to give somebody Musar, so at the same time, you also have to mention his Sitkus. So if he would have sent the money with somebody else and then later on gone and given Musar alone, then he wouldn't have been following the ways of Hashem. Very interesting. See a tremendous Yisod here in Chinuch Yiladin. And whenever you punish a kid, at the same time you should mention all the good things the kid does. Who does that? I should start. Say, yeah. Today you woke up a little late for davening, but the last 17 days you went to davening on time? Yeah. Today you're a mevatel a little bit of Torah, but last week you made a siyum on Maseches Bava Kama, Yerushalmi. It's pretty good. How many people you know did that recently? So you see, Basher Mishpato Sham Paalo. So Azoi learned Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that's how we learned the Gemara. Brought it right down to himself. When you judge somebody, you also have to mention their tzitkus, like Hashem did. He was judging Shaul, so he also was Tovea's kavod. How come he didn't give him a proper eulogy? Yisrael Salanter wanted to give this rough kavod when he was going to give him Musar. So if we fartif our understanding, if we go deeper, we will see that the will to give schar is really the original will of Hashem. That's the koach rishon. The onesh is a koach sheni. The original primary motivation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is schar. But since, in order for there to be schar, there also has to be onesh. There has to be right and wrong and choice. So there also is going to be the other tzad. But that's not the purpose. The purpose of all the ra is only to get to tov. The purpose of the yetzer hara is to defeat him. So the av is the punishment, the tolada, the av is the schar, excuse me, and the tolada, the outgrowth of that is that there's also punishment. But what's the koach rishon? Is the ratzon to give schar. And therefore, when going to give punishment, there also has to be a mention of the schar, of the good. Basher mishpato sham pala. There's no chiyus, punishment is no chiyus if there's not going to be schar. And this is also how we can explain the Beis Din. The Beis Din has to be yisere chasere koyach v'yisere mado. They have to have a lot of koach, a lack of koach. They have to be physical weaklings. They have to have a lot of seichel. Why? because when they're giving the halka, when they're giving the malchus, they have to use their keches hanefesh, their seichel, to understand that this is not koach rishon, this is koach sheni. What did they used to say on Leave It to Beaver? The father was about to give Beaver some pachis, and he said, "Beaver, Beaver, this is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me." No, I got it wrong. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Because in his koach hadas, he understands that he doesn't want to give this punishment. He has to. But it hurts. Taka hurts. So that's why they have to be. They have to lack koach, physical koach. And they also have to have a lot of seichel to understand that this is only a koach sheni. This is not the original purpose of the world. Some people, they love it. They love giving punishments. We don't love. That's not the way of Hashem. So this relationship to onesh and schar has to be applied and understood and internalized specifically when receiving yisurim. And that kol David rachmana l'tov of it. That whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. And that in Brachas and Daf Samach Amid Beis, they're masmich the union of Kabbalah Sisurim and Kol Davar Rachmana L'Tov Avid, because you have to know when you're being Kabbalah Yisurim that the Koach Rishon is for the good. When you're a person being makabel yisurim lo aleinu, he has to understand the nature of this onesh, that it's really for the good. It's only a koach sheni. It's only an outgrowth of the desire of Hashem to give schar. So this midah of lo hechzik la'ad apo, according to the psak of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch, is one of the yud gimel midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See Orachayim, Sim Tov Reish Chof Beis. Was explained by the Mekubalim that this mid of Lo Hechzik La'ad Apo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold his anger forever, is Mechayiv of Sokas Onesh. And even when the Onesh is being carried out, nevertheless, and the sin hasn't yet been fixed, we still apply this inyan of lohefzik la'ad apo, that Hashem's anger doesn't last and will stop the onesh. The Tomer Devorah there gives an example. We mentioned earlier the Tomer Devorah. So he talks about the 13 midas. He gives an example of how the onesh is stopped in the middle. Lohefzik la'ad apo. Hashem doesn't hold his anger forever. Sometimes even in the middle of the onesh it will stop, even before the chet has been fixed. So we see that there's this rotten of siluk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to stop punishing. And the reason is, why would Hashem want to stop punishing? Because punishment is only a korach sheni, it's only an outgrowth. Not the original rotzon, it's not the pure primary will of Hashem. It's only a necessary evil in this world. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go back to the korach rishon, memela we push away the kiyum of this korach sheni, And it dissipates and it disappears, and that's lo hechzik la'ad apo. That's why I saw Rav Bloch on Rosh Hashanah. I saw Rav Bloch, Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bloch, Shemin Kom Domo, tells Rosh Hashiva, the son of Rav Yehuda Leib. See, he said that's the idea of zichronos. We're remembering. What's the original purpose of Bria Sa'olam? Is to give good, and that's what brings good to the world. That's the koach rishon. So when a person's mekabel yisurim, the das machaper is that this isn't the original will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's only a koach sheni. And that the Midah Hashem is lohechzik la'ad apo. He doesn't hold on to his anger because he doesn't want to remain angry. He doesn't want to punish. But the original, because the original will is to give schar. After a person does tshuva, what the tshuva does is the tshuva creates slich and mechila for the sin. But then there's still the punishment that he has to get. So since there's a punishment, there's no gemar kapara. He still hasn't been cleansed because yes, he did tshuva for krisis and misis beizin, but there's still the punishment that's hovering over him. And then when a person is mekabel yisurin b'das, and he understands lohechzik lad apo, that Hashem doesn't really want to punish, Hashem just wants to give good. That was exactly what brings the good down to the world. That activates the midah of lohechzik lad apo and creates a complete kapara and is mechayev of sokas ha'onesh and generates the ceasing of the punishment. It's no longer necessary. Tshuva has been done. Person understands that Hashem doesn't want to punish. It's a necessary evil. Just understanding that after receiving Yisurim and understanding what the Yisurim are all about, that suffices to create a complete kapara. So we should all be zochem to Hashem not to have Yisurim, so that Hashem should always go with his original will tov. But if we do have to have Yisurim lo aleinu, any type of Yisurim, so the Yisurim should be the worst. Like look in our pocket, we want a dollar bill to give to an ani, and instead we take out a stack of hundreds. That should be our worst Yisurim. The Gemara says you want a smaller coin, take out a bigger coin, two coins, three coins. Our thing is we should take out a dollar bill, and we take out $500 bills. That should be our Yisurim. Akopana, whenever we get these Yisurim, we should be makabel them be'ava, main ken yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.